Matt Bobala with you here, 720 WGN, 312-981-7200 is the number. Eddie Commenda is an old buddy of mine from our days at DNA Info here in Chicago. Now Ed is writing for the Northwest Herald. He jumps on the phone right now. Hey, Eddie, how are you?
Hey, Matt, how you doing? I'm doing great.
Good, man. Thanks for staying up late with us.
So, oh, yeah, absolutely.
I texted you late Friday night because I was scrolling through Facebook or Twitter and had seen that you had posted something that you guys had out tonight. The headline was Algonquin Township Highway Commissioner Andrew Gasser shares fake news message on government marquee. That would be news in and of itself. For you, it was a little more personal because he wrote, "The Northwest Herald is fake news."
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my Friday was rocking and rolling, business as usual, and Friday afternoon rolls around, and I start getting phone calls and text messages from sources out in Algonquin Township saying, you know, this message had appeared on this marquee on the side of the road of Route 14, which is a, the thoroughfare in McHenry County, in about 3 minutes from my office. So I jumped in my car and I drove over there, and there it was, you know, double-sided marquee, those manual letters you pop into the board. And first thing I noticed was that Northwest was misspelled, which I thought was kind of interesting. So, you know, I stuck around and I saw the highway commissioner, and you know, I called out his name, and you know, he said, "I got nothing for you, sir," and walked in his office. So, you know, as reporters do, you know, I stalked him down a little bit, tried to get a little bit more context of what happened. And, you know, that's what led to this story, which, you know, the only response I got was that he didn't want to talk to us because he believes we're fake news. I'm a fake reporter. It was a very interesting Friday, and something that I don't think I've ever dealt with in all the time I've been doing journalism. Yeah. So it was that was the start.
So now an interesting part to me, I mentioned this earlier, but I thought I read on the website, I can't find it in the story now, though, that you or somebody let him know, somebody from the Daily from the Northwest Herald is who let him know that it was spelled wrong, right?
That was me, yes. I noticed it was spelled wrong, and in the brief chat that we had in the parking lot of Algonquin Township, I let him know that it was spelled wrong, and his response was that somebody must have changed the sign. So he walks away, and I stayed out there. I took a couple more pictures, and this gentleman, Andrew Gasser, appeared again a short time later, and he changed the sign, which is where we got that photo that's attached to the story of him changing the sign and walking away from it. So it was me that notified him, and he was pretty quick to change that.
Is as of late Friday night, do you know, is the sign still up there? Because you guys had a bunch of comments in the story then from other government officials in the township who were mostly kind of like, it's a waste of time, it's a waste of things, that's not proper, that's not proper use. Is the sign still up as far as you know?
As far as I know, the sign is still up, and I'm going to follow up with this today, Saturday, to see if it's still there. But as of Friday night, it appeared to still be up.
Did he let you know, because I asked you earlier tonight what the specific beef was, and you said it doesn't seem to be anything specific. I'm searching his name on the Northwest Herald website, and there's a bunch of stories with him about, you know, recycling, about earlier this month, the Algonquin Township Highway Department and Algonquin Township seemed to have a spat about some things, and the Highway Department said, hey, we're not going to take care of these certain things anymore because we couldn't come to an intergovernmental agreement about who handles what. I don't see what exactly happened here that broke the camel's back for him. Do we know what that is?
Well, I don't know specifically how it started. I couldn't tell you what the genesis of the fake news attack was. What I can tell you is that the first thing I noticed within the last few weeks, a couple months even, was that when it comes to this highway department and this highway commissioner, the first shot that we took didn't have anything to do with a story that was published. It actually had to do with the process of journalism. And the first time I noticed the highway commissioner using the term fake news in an attack against the Northwest Herald was actually in response to a Freedom of Information Act request that I filed to the highway department asking for a copy of the highway commissioner's Outlook calendar. Because, you know, reporters file a lot of Freedom of Information Act requests, especially to government officials who don't talk to the press anymore. For me, that's the last, I use a lot of Freedom of Information Act requests to get information, but especially when a government official doesn't want to talk to me, I definitely rely on that. I mean, the documents are huge, and, you know, I was trying to figure out how the highway commissioner was spending his time trying to get an idea of what kind of work the highway commissioner did. I mean, it's an elected position. And, you know, I did some calls and I found out that maybe a good way to see that is by seeing his calendar. So I requested it, and then all of a sudden there was labels of fake news attached to the Northwest Herald, not because of a story, but because I asked a question and I requested a document, which is something that I've been noticing a lot of all over the, you know, the country on a national level and a super local level. It's not often the story we write, it's the question we ask.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, and I can understand him being, you know, he's probably never had a reporter request his Outlook calendar before, and you know he's mm-hmm. been in the news for a couple of things that are a little more heated. This breakup with Algonquin Township. There's a story, a headline: Algonquin Township Highway Commissioner's recycling stance from enthusiasm to abandonment. So he probably feels that his side of the story isn't getting out, maybe, or whatever, whatever. But then a Freedom of Information request on his Outlook calendar probably raised the hairs on the back of his neck, like thinking you're out to get him. I could see that in some way that somebody would think, like, why are they requesting that? What is the deal here? And I don't, you know, listen, I understand the journalism side of it. Like, hey, we're going to request that because we want to figure out what's going on. And if you're not talking to us, here's the other ways we investigate and do research and try to find things out. But I could see where especially if it's somebody that's, you know, certain politicians are very friendly with the press. Certain politicians, you know, either got burned or just, I think, are very reticent. Or this kind of national fervor that's brewing about the press that's now trickling down to other people, I think that takes a hold. Or in some cases, and I have no idea if it's in this case, you don't want people to know everything, and things are working pretty well, and so you need to spin it to something else. I have no idea if that's what's going on with Mr. Gass or not, but I could see where requesting his Outlook calendar got him a little heated. I would bet that's a big part of it, I would think. So when you've talked to him in the past, was there a moment he was talking to you and then stopped? Or, because Ed, and I don't know how long you've been with the Northwest Herald. I know that, you know, a year or so ago, we were talking all the time when we were both at DNA Info. How long have you been covering the Algonquin Township? Is this kind of a new beat, and suddenly there's a guy asking questions, and this guy's like, why is somebody suddenly asking questions? I've been doing this job for years, and it was, you know, I never had the press up my tush.
Oh, wow. Where do I begin with that? I guess I'll start. I started at the Northwest Herald in September of 2017, the end of September, and I came to the Northwest Herald a lot of months, probably about 6 or 7 months after Andrew Gosser, the highway commissioner, won an upset election against the former highway commissioner, a guy by the name of Bob Miller, who was, if there was a Chicago equivalent of a politician in McHenry County, it would be Bob Miller. This guy had been running the township for 26 years. No, I'm sorry, the highway department, which is a separate entity from the township, which is right across the hall. He'd been running the highway department for about 26 years. Before that, it was his father. Before that, it was his father's father. I mean, he sounds familiar.
So it's like Rosemont in Algonquin.
Yeah. So he'd been running this thing for a long time. And the way that Bob Miller ran his office was like a family business. He had his wife as a secretary, with benefits and all this, she made over $100,000 a year or near that. He had his two sons-in-laws in there making a lot of money. And Andrew Gosser, somewhere along the line, after a long career in the Air Force, a short career in the Navy, he got involved in politics in McHenry County and decided to run and try to take out Bob Miller. Well, he was successful. He knocked on a lot of doors. He converted a lot of people. He got the vote. He took over the office that nobody thought that this guy, Bob Miller, would ever lose. People thought that the Millers were going to run that department forever. So I came to this months after Andy had won. And months after he took office, and within the first half hour of him being in office, he fires those two sons-in-laws and another employee, which sparks this really complicated legal battle, hundreds of thousands of dollars of legal fees, you know, just a lot of controversy there. And the first story that I wrote about Andrew Gosser and the highway department was about a labor judge ruling that the highway department had to rehire these employees because they were fired without cause. Well, that didn't stand for very long, and the labor case is still brewing. But there have been times where we've talked a lot. I've been in Andrew Gosser's office. I've stood in the parking lot with him looking at the new snowplow he purchased that happened to be painted pink. Andrew Gosser is known in McHenry County as the politician that wears pink. Everything he wears, his hats, his shirts, his sweatshirts, and he decided to buy a snowplow, and he decided to paint it pink. And what he says is it's for breast cancer. So, you know, like you do, you go out there, you do a story about the highway commissioner has the only pink snowplow in town. Well, he loved that story. You know, the story showed up on, you know, Facebook pages, his public figure page, saying it's a great story. You know, we've talked about, you know, his family. We've talked about his the genesis of him getting in office. A lot of this stuff, as you know, as a reporter, doesn't make it into a story, but I felt like we had a rapport going. And then all of a sudden, you know, the deeper that I got into looking into the highway department and looking into, you know, some of the things that Andrew was angling to do, one of which was privatizing parts of the road district, this distance started to grow between the paper and the highway department. And, you know, not all the stories read like the snowplow story. Yeah. I mean, that sort of happens if you're a reporter and you're digging into things.
Sort of, you know, happens if you're a politician, too. Not everything's going to be wine and roses. I mean, you're going to face questions about what you're doing, especially if you're trying to change things, especially if it's something a wee bit controversial, like privatizing certain things. Let me ask you, we only have a few minutes left, Eddie, and I want to figure out, because I live out in West Dundee. I live like 2 minutes away from all this. Algonquin Township Highway Department. Is it common that there's highway departments? Is that really a part of Algonquin, or is it more like a county thing? Explain to me how that works.
Well, this is a conversation that is only going to ramp up even more in Illinois, where there are thousands of units of government all over the state. And in a place like McHenry County, there are 17 townships. There's also villages, and there's also cities. So when you're talking about Algonquin in McHenry County, you have to be careful with your shorthand, because Algonquin could mean the village of Algonquin, or it could mean the township, or it could mean the road district. You know, there's also the village of Cary, and there's also Fox River Grove, but then there's also Cary Grove High School. Mm-hmm. You know, there are multiple units of government within 5 minute drives of one another. So McHenry County is really loaded with these units of government. And when it comes down to it, Algonquin Township is a separate government entity than the Algonquin Township Road District or the Highway Department. So it could get really complicated when you really start separating out what constitutes a specific government.
Who does the Algonquin Township Highway Department serve? Does it just serve the town of Algonquin?
It serves multiple neighborhoods, multiple parts of Crystal Lake, parts of Algonquin, parts of the village of Lake in the Hills, parts of Cary, the village. It's responsible for over 30 miles of road.
Okay.
And Algonquin Township is actually the most populous township in McHenry County. It serves over 80,000 people. If you look at a map, it includes parts of multiple municipalities, villages, townships even.
Is it common that there would be a highway department for a township like that? Like, do we have that? And, you know, wherever they stop their services, there's another highway department from that serves several towns that come together? Because reading the story, I'm thinking, does Algonquin really need a highway department? Is that a common thing?
Yeah, it's a very common thing, especially in McHenry County. Like I said, in McHenry County, there's 17 townships, and each one of those has a highway department. You know, Nunda Township. There's Nunda Township. There's also the Nunda Township Highway Department. McHenry Township in Johnsburg, Illinois, has McHenry Township Highway Department. Grafton has its own highway department. You know, it's a very common thing around here. A lot of people, especially in a place like Chicago, we're used to just Chicago and Chicago City Hall. We got the Cook County Commissioners.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it would be impossible for one reporter to cover everything that's happening in every township in McHenry County, just because there isn't enough hours in a day to have the conversation or go to the meetings, because there's just so many officials you have to deal with and so many meetings and so many departments.
It's funny because I only have a minute left, but when somebody attacks the press like this, of course, we talk a lot about attacks on the press in the last year and a half. But, you know, if he feels something has been misreported, he could call you, he could write to you, he could say, hey, he could take to his Facebook page and say, hey, Northwest Herald did this story, but here's what they got wrong, or here's what they did. I think government officials have more ability than ever to get their side of the story out, to say, hey, I believe this was written wrong or incorrectly, or to ask for a correction, whatever it is, you can certainly get it out there. But it sounds like from what you've dealt with or read about going around the country, it doesn't seem to be as much about actual facts of a story. And even with President Trump, I would say his attacks on the news are never about they have this wrong. It's about I don't like that they're reporting on these things instead of these things, or I disagree with their opinion on the story. You know, this doesn't seem to be a thing about facts. It seems to be he's getting mad that maybe you're reporting on the things. He wants more. My opinion on this, not yours, is that he wants more pink snowplow stories and less, hey, let's take a look at your calendar and see what you've been up to.
I think you're onto something, Matt. You know, this is something I've been thinking about a lot lately. And Friday afternoon and the whole fake news story really put this in perspective for me. I do believe that there is a trickle down from the top. There is a tone that trickles down from the top, no matter which way you chop it. You know, if you have a president who is attacking the free press as enemy of the people, and you have government officials on lower rungs of that ladder, in places as small as Algonquin Township, you know, this is something that we're seeing on a local level. And, you know, if Andrew Gosser called me tomorrow, I would have a conversation with him like I would have a conversation with anybody else. I mean, I don't take this personally.
Yeah.
And this is, you're absolutely right. They could write op-eds. Government officials can call in and point out errors. We have a correction policy. If we get something wrong, we'll fix it. If something needs clarified, we'll clarify it. I mean, that doesn't change. And just because somebody puts something on a sign doesn't mean that they're dead to me. I will talk to them, and I think that most reporters would have that same opinion.
Eddie Commenda is a writer for the Northwest Herald. You can check out the story and all their stories at nwherald.com, nwherald.com. And it says right on there, 88 cents for 8 weeks. So it's a good day, as John Williams likes to say, to subscribe to your local newspaper. Eddie Commenda, thanks so much for jumping on the phone with us, buddy.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, Matt. Thank you so much.
All right, we'll talk again soon. Thank you so much. Ed Commenda, Northwest Herald, nwherald.com.